This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 3, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. NASA reports a test fueling of the Shuttle Endeavour's external fuel tank shows no evidence of that pesky hydrogen leak that scuttled previous launches. That clears the biggest issue blocking the start of mission STS-127, which could now launch as soon as July 11th. NASA has rescheduled the launch for 7:39 p.m. on the 11th, but the disclaimer that must go with the most complicated machine ever built by man, that assumes no other problems crop up in the meantime. There's been another airliner bird strike over New York. This time it was American Airlines Flight 1256 on approach to LaGuardia Tuesday morning. The plane landed safely, but while taxiing, the pilot noticed the nose gear hydraulics were not operating correctly. The 737 was towed to the gate and all the passengers safely deplaned. It was then found that a large bird had lodged in the nose gear. Hundreds of resident Canada geese have been rounded up for euthanization in the New York area since the January ditching of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River. CBS2 in New York reports there were 98 reported bird strikes at LaGuardia in 2008. Israel Aerospace Industries and Airbus have signed a memorandum of understanding to work together on the development of a taxi bot, an environmentally friendly, pilot-controlled, semi-robotic towing system that would allow both wide and narrow-body planes to taxi without the use of their jet engines. Taxiing tests will mate IAI's device with an Airbus A340-600 in Toulouse. The companies have agreed that if tests are successful, they may establish a joint venture to develop, certify, and market the taxi bot. IAI says the bot's special design gives the pilot full control of the system using existing airplane controls in the same way as traditional taxiing using the plane's engines. The system requires no modification to the airplane and minimal modifications to the airport infrastructure, which will not affect existing taxiways and runways. Bell Helicopter has fired back at Eurocopter in a squabble over the patent rights to landing skids shaped like the runners of a sleigh. After Bell debuted its new 429 model, Eurocopter sued, claiming infringement of its 1999 patent. The Montreal Gazette reports that at the Paris Air Show, a French bailiff stopped a Bell demonstration on June 16th to take photos of the 429. Bell calls the move needlessly disruptive and has filed its own suit in Texas, charging Eurocopter interfered with its ability to conduct business at the show. So far, there's no word from North Pole-based Kris Kringle Enterprises LLC, which claims the use of sleigh runners on aircraft has been in the public domain since the 19th century. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing assures customers that Dreamliner delays won't spill over to other programs. A Canadian faces 20 years in a U.S. prison for thefts originating within the FAA. And there will be more than fireworks in the night sky this weekend. Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation is critical of congressional micromanagement of attempts by the FAA to move forward with new technology. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.